This is the teleconference meeting of the Pacifica National Board for Friday, May 16, 2008. I'm calling the meeting to order. I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Evelyn Dassoon. Evelyn Dassoon. Carolyn Burden.
Present.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Zach Free.
Zakai, yeah, I'm
Zakai,
here.
Zakai, is that correct? Sorry, I didn't know that. Zakai Free, okay. You're present. Thank you. Sherry Gettleman.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Catherine Davis.
Here.
Mike Martin. Effie Nwangasa. Margaret Prescott. Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Margaret.
Thank you.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Wendy Schrell. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Joe Wansala and Yosh Yamanaka, I believe, emailed that he was not going to be present. Am I wrong about that?
Two people joined during while you were calling roll.
Yes,
Joe Wansala.
Joe, thank you. Okay. The other person, anyone whose name not that you didn't hear your name?
Okay, go back to Dr. Soon.
Okay, we have one more for the ones who are absent. Grace Aaron. Evelyn Dassoon. You were on where you pound out one to mute or unmute.
Mary, this is Evelyn. Do you hear me?
Thank you. Okay. Mike Martin. Effie Nwangasa. Rob Robinson. Wendy Schrell. Lori Taguma and Yosh Yamanaka.
Okay.
I believe Wendy Schrell said she might not be, well, I think she wouldn't
Wendy,
be attending.
Wendy will not be joining us.
That's what
she
I
has
thought.
Surgery on Wednesday.
That's what I understood.
Okay.
Thank you.
And, Doc, do you know how she's doing?
She's doing great. I got an email from her today.
Okay, great.
Oh,
thanks.
Great.
Okay, so did everybody get their agendas?
Yes.
Okay, great. I want to welcome the new members from New York, Kathy and Jamie, and from Washington, D.C., I want to welcome Zakai. Welcome to the Pacifica National Board. Hope you find it as enjoyable and fun-filled as we all do. I'd like to ask if there are any announcements from any members present at this time. Okay. And I would like to appoint Bonnie Simmons as the timekeeper.
Okay.
Okay, great. And again, I'm going to rely on George every once in a while as my parliamentarian. I'm a little bit loose about this stuff. If it's an issue that has some conflict surrounding it, then I tended to rely on George and Bob. Bob is not with us. Sarv and Jack also are somewhat fluent in Robert's Rules, and I might call upon them as well. So I would like to begin with item number 2, approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, move to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay,
I have a couple of items I'd like to add to the agenda, if possible.
Well, you might identify yourself first, and then...
I'm sorry, this is Joe Gonzalez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. An issue that was brought to our attention by an LSB member from WPFW. Well, there were two issues, but one I think is clearer and worth addressing. One had to do with quorum issues around the WPFW election, which I think we'd already discussed, so I don't know. I'm not sure that we need to address that issue, but I think it would be good to at least get some clarification about somebody who is seated on the Ellis on the local station board who apparently is also elected to public office. And so I'd like to get clarification on that, and perhaps, you know.
Okay, that can be added to new business.
Right.
And
Madam Chair.
Who is it?
Is this Nia?
Yes. Well, wait. I think Joe had two items.
Okay.
It was really just one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not really ready to discuss it. I did get those emails, but that's fine. WPFW. I'll add that right now.
Madam Chair.
Wait. Now Nia is next, and then AC. Nia.
Yes. A quick question.
Yeah.
PNB teleconference calls or special meetings. Is it customary to have number 9 as new business? I'm just asking the question.
I have no idea.
Madam Chair, this is Jamie.
Yes.
I vaguely recall that there was a motion passed in 2004 that the board would have regular meetings once a month on the phone.
Okay,
I don't know
if
this counts as that or not.
What do you mean?
This is a regular phone meeting.
This is a regular phone meeting.
Okay, so if this is a regular, well, then it's not a special meeting then?
No.
Okay. Okay, then there's your answer, I guess.
AC?
Yeah, I was going to say I object to that motion from WPFW. Not only do I, but the remainder of the WPFW delegation.
Okay. AC, I think what they wanted was to put it on the agenda. Nobody has made a motion other than a discussion about it. We can add it to new business, and then I don't feel prepared to move forward to examine what the issues are, but we did receive a communication, and I think it's appropriate to leave it on the agenda and see what happens when we get there. There's no motion around it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So now there have been...
Madam Chair, this is Jamie.
Yes.
Yes, one amendment I would suggest to the agenda is in item 4, PNB committee elections to fill vacancies. Since it seems that there's a difference of opinion around what committees we're going to be, you know, are opened.
Would you like to add time to that?
Yeah, it might be...
Okay,
make
how about
sense
15
to add,
minutes and then we
yes,
can...
Yes, that
okay,
fine.
Right. That sounds reasonable to me.
This is Jack. This is Jack.
Yes.
I'd like to add an item to new business. I just this afternoon sent out a motion. The title, subject line is motion re director membership on PNB committees. I'd just like to add that to new business.
Is that different from the discussion that we're going to have on?
Yeah, I think I think it belongs in new business. I don't know that it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a full agenda, guys.
Madam Chair, it's Bonnie.
Yeah.
Are these times approximate or set?
No, they're they're the times that we've assigned to each discussion. And as you know, when we run over, I entertain a motion to extend for 5, 10, or 15 minutes, depending on the heat around the issue.
So they're not just...
Oh, yes, Bonnie, so that when we get to the time, you'll let us know, please.
Yeah, of course.
And
my question is in light of item 7.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the 10 minutes is...
Okay. And are you moving to extend it to 15 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. And for new members, I think we limit ourselves to 2 minutes, a comment per member, so that we can move the agenda. So those are... And if the new members have any other questions, if you want to, when you want to speak, just say your name to me, and I'll try to acknowledge that I've heard you, and then I'll put you on a stack. I keep the stack. I've been using Bonnie as the timekeeper, and she's been pretty efficient about that as well. If there are any other procedural questions that you have, other than that, we operate by Robert's Rules of Order, given that I'm the chair, that's a little bit of a stretch, but here we go.
Madam Chair, we're at 4 minutes on approval of agenda.
And I entertain a moment now to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Did I hear a second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, great. So now we are on to PMB committee elections to fill vacancies. Nominations, 15 minutes. Who is going to motivate this, address this particular
item? Over approval of the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think
Mary didn't send out the minutes.
No, I don't. They still are not going out. I can receive email, but I still cannot send anything out. And I didn't.
Okay.
I've tried to post it on the PNB. That didn't work.
Okay, Mary.
So you have some. You have them beforehand. But if people don't, if we could at least everyone has had the January ones.
Mary,
time.
I get it. We don't, Mary.
Well, you have.
We don't have the minutes right now, so we're going to have to. Thank you
okay.
for pointing that out. And we're going to have to. We've got an extra 3 minutes now.
Okay.
I will ask you, Mary, when we can anticipate getting the minutes.
Probably tomorrow when I can again send email. I just
okay.
so far can't as of today.
Okay.
I can receive but not send. I just
right.
happened.
Mary, it'll be helpful for all of us if we get them in a sufficient period of time before the meeting so that we
I know
can
that. I
them.
Very
okay.
much know
great.
That.
All right. So the next item then is the item that I had jumped to because I forgot about the minutes. The PMB committee elections to fill vacancies. And who is going to present this particular item?
This is Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Okay. This came up in the coordinating committee, and I'll just briefly present my argument why I think that we need to go one way. It's a very tough question. There are competing interests here. I have a tremendous respect for those who hold an opinion on this matter, which this is the opposite of mine. I see that you can look at it this way. I'll just explain briefly what I think the key issues are. I'll give my opinion on where I think the weight is, and I do have a proposal which I think might be a compromise. The committee elections that were held in January were never designated as pro tem or interim. Consequently, those terms would be expected to continue throughout the year. It's regrettable that there was not foresight to take into consideration that the delayed elections would have an impact on the representation from WBAI and or WPFW in this regard. What happens now is that we have seated members who have been reelected, have not become disqualified to sit on those committees. And in order to replace them or have a new election for their seats, they have to be removed. So there's a competing interest between new directors coming on board and directors who are continuing, who are sitting on committees, and who would have to be removed. And from my reading, my understanding, removal of a member from an office, from a committee, without cause, without either a disqualifying act or some act of negligence or malfeasance, misconduct, is really highly irregular. And someone said to me, well, there's a provision for rescinding elections in Robert's Rules just yesterday, and so I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong. And I looked it up last night, and it turns out that that provision essentially applies to misconduct. So this creates a dilemma, and it's not very comfortable because whichever way you come down on it, it looks like a political decision, given the circumstances as they are. I think there may be a compromise solution, which would be for, certainly for WBAI, possibly for WPFW, to add seats to those four committees where there are not vacancies, which I believe are audit, governance, programming and technology, or no, personnel. Personnel is one. And to open those extra seats up for election. It would cause a slight imbalance, I think, considering that we're halfway through the year already, that additional representation from a couple of stations might be tolerable and might be offset by the general sense of collegiality and sense that there's a fair representation for new members coming on board. So I would suggest that somebody move that there be or maybe I should just move it, that there be additional seats added to the committees where there are not currently vacancies for the WBAI. One seat per committee. Now, I understand there may be a different feeling about WPFW. I don't quite understand the rationale. I think it would also apply to WPFW, but maybe some of the members from WPFW would care to weigh in. I hope this is clear. We've been discussing it on email. It's a little bit convoluted in the thinking over the process, but my conclusion is that probably the best thing for us to do is to entertain this compromise solution.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yeah, I can write it down as a motion.
Okay.
Point of information.
And that is?
Carolyn, sorry.
Yes. Carolyn, hold on one second. Whosever mic is open and they're, I don't know, is everybody else hearing a noise? Or
yeah.
Is it just
yeah.
Walking good. Guys, the mic for the conference call is very sensitive, and if you're going to be doing anything at all in the background, it picks it up, and all you have to do to mute that while you're doing it is just hit #1, and then to unmute, hit #1 again. But somebody's mic is extremely noisy, and it's hard for me to hear. But, Carolyn?
Yes, I can hear that, too. It's like a conversation.
But it's part of a conversation coming
Madam
through.
Madam Chair, I think somebody's listening to KPFTX at the same time.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help. Okay, it's quiet now. Thank you, whoever
yes, thank
it was.
Thank you. Which of the four committees that Jack is suggesting have additional representation?
Jack?
Yes, thing, are you online?
Jack?
The motion is coming up pretty quick.
Sorry, I was...
AC, we can hear you as well.
Yeah.
Jack?
I believe that the committees would be personnel, governance, programming, and technology.
Actually, it's audit, not programming. Sorry.
It's audit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's audit, programming, technology, and personnel.
No, actually, there's a vacancy on programming. So it would be personnel, audit, technology, and governance.
Okay. Those are the ones, Carolyn.
What about programming?
No, there's not. There is a vacancy.
No, there's a vacancy.
Already.
While we're waiting for this motion. Oh, this is Bonnie. Madam Chair, sorry.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm trying to follow the logic here, and I'm a little reluctant to go there, but doesn't it seem that it's odd to have two directors from one station but not from the other four?
Somebody just joined the call.
Yes, this is Ethea.
Okay, next time you come on, everybody, identify yourselves for the rest of the body. Thanks.
This is Grace Aaron. I've been on for about 5 minutes.
Okay. Again, the rule is that when you come on the line, guys, identify yourself so we know who's on the board. Okay. Jack, do you want to respond to that or not?
Yeah, it does cause, I think, a slight imbalance. I don't see a solution that's perfect. I see a solution that violates one set of rights. I see a solution that violates another set of rights. I see a solution that creates a slight imbalance in favor of two stations. I think it's, will prove to be negligible. I hope I'm right.
Okay.
This is Zakai from WPFW.
Zakai, go ahead.
All right, Zakai.
What we decided to do was to have Rob Robinson was going to step off of the finance committee, and I was going to be on that committee.
Okay, so that's how the WPFW is going to handle it. Fine.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So can I ask before I
Jack.
This motion. Thank you. So I'm then prepared to eliminate WPFW from the consideration in this motion and simply add seats for WBAI, and I wonder if there's an objection to that proposal.
Carolyn here?
Yes, Carolyn.
I'm wondering if that doesn't really disadvantage Zakai or WPFW, because technically I think each person, there should be room for each person to be on two committees, and if Zakai decides at some point that he wants to take on a second committee, this motion will preclude that. Also, I'm wondering what Jack's rationale is for not allowing more than one person from each station on any committee in which they want to serve. The problem seems to have been that a lot of committees haven't been meeting for lack of quorum, and why people would want to keep directors off of committees where they really want to do some work is beyond me. Maybe Jack could explain that.
Who just came on the call?
This is Dan Siegel.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Dan.
Good.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. I can't. Doc, you know what? You're very muted, but I think you said you wanted to talk, correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Hang on just a second, see if I can get you some volume. Is that better?
No.
You're still quiet.
Well, you know, that's my modus operandi.
Yeah, really.
last year we had to make some adjustments on the personnel committee.
You're fading, Doc.
Okay, I was saying that last year we had to make some adjustments on the personnel committee because we messed up the election. And it worked out okay. But the difficulty is that if you raise the number of people, then you still will have a difficult time getting quorum sometimes. And it's also more difficult to manage in terms of getting the work done.
Mary Bergman, I have a question. Point
so
of
my hope is that...
No.
Hello?
My hope is that we will, you know, what we do at KPFT is the delegates kind of get together and we work it out among ourselves as to who's going to be on what committee. And then when we put the names forward, it's already been decided who's going to run for what. So we're not bumping into each other. And we try to spread it out so everybody's not trying to be on five or six different committees and not get anything done on any of them. So you might want to consider, the delegates might want to consider maybe working it out together.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, this is Rob Robinson. Can I make a motion?
Carolyn Burden on the stack, please. I'm still waiting for an answer to my question.
I was waiting for my point of information.
What is your point of information, Mary?
My understanding of my recollection is that last year the motion that the PNB passed was for that year only, limiting
Mary,
the members to...
Mary, I don't want Mary... You know what? I'm going
to
call you out of order because you are the secretary here. You're not a member of the PNB.
Am I not?
No, you are not. Not in the PNB meeting. On the coordinating committee, you are. So I'm going to have to call you out of order. Next in line is Jamie, Rob, and Carolyn.
Hi, thanks. Thank you. Yes, I would say in response to Jack's proposal, if this was sort of a one-time solution to this problem, I think that would be a reasonable solution. I bet there's only going to be one or at most two committees. I would wager that would want to have two people where the seats would be contested. And there's a person who was an interim director who was on those committees. The other point I would like to make in response to Jack's initial argument that there's a dilemma here because we're removing people from committees to which they were elected in January. I would say that they were elected as interim directors, Carolyn and Nia, to the committees they were elected to, and when their interim term came to a close, their term as as committee members came to a close too.
You are.
So now we're pardon?
Now
we're electing people as, you know, it's just like what the board does every January. Even if there's a director who continues from one year to the next and they want to stay on a committee that they're on, you still have to run.
Like 3 hours.
It's the same by that same logic. I would say that the term of the interim directors on these committees would have ended.
Jamie, one second. AC, I can hear you conversation, so if you mute your phone, that would be great. You can talk all you want, just mute it.
No, that's someone else. It's not me.
I'm sorry, AC. Whoever it is, mute your phone, okay? I apologize, AC. Jamie, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm finished with my point. Thanks.
Okay. Rob is next, and then Carolyn.
Thank you. I'd like to make a substitute motion to Jack's original motion that for this year and this year only, that each station be permitted to nominate or to put two members on each committee. Should two members choose to serve on the committee. And that way I think that we can resolve most of the concerns, if not all of the concerns. Thank you very much.
Carolyn?
Yes, I just wanted to know that Rob's point actually covers my, sort of an answer to my question. I wanted to know what Jack's rationale was for limiting it, since, as I said, some of the committees haven't even met quorum.
Jack, do you want to respond or not?
Yeah, I think that there are two separate issues, and I think that to blend them together into one motion is just a procedural mistake. I think we should focus on what we're trying to resolve here. Of course, you're right that Rob's proposal would actually, as they say, do something to two birds with one stone. So, was there another part to your question? Why not open them up to more members?
Yeah.
I think Evelyn covered the quorum question. When you add more members, the quorum goes up, so it really doesn't solve anything arithmetically. I think there are general concerns about having committees that are larger than 16 members becoming somewhat unwieldy, given that we use teleconferences and that we do have quorum issues as it is.
Yeah, a point of information here. Can't each committee set its own quorum?
Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not recognize. Excuse me, Sherry. I had a point of information, though.
All right. Your point of information is?
Can't each committee set its own quorum, even if they have 16 or 20 members? Couldn't they set it at 5 or 10 or whatever they
quorum
want?
Quorum is half plus one.
Unless it's set by each committee. I understand each
committee
can't.
No, a quorum is a legal term of art. Okay.
This is Grace Aaron.
Yes, Grace.
I'd like to second Rob's substitute motion.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Madam Chair, we're at time.
Okay.
I'd like to move to extend for 10 minutes.
I second.
Okay. Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing none. Is there further discussion on the substitute motion? Is it a substitute motion or an amendment to the motion?
It was a substitute motion.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on the substitute motion?
Point of information?
Yes.
I like the language.
I propose for this year and this year only that each signal area be permitted to provide, to nominate two PNB members to each committee of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
To provide or to nominate?
To provide two members to serve on whatever.
They chose who? Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion?
The point of information?
Yes,
George.
Is that provide if they wish, or are they sort of mandated to provide two?
No, it's
Lincoln freed the board members.
Everyone has the opportunity to provide to put two members on a committee. If they don't choose to, they don't.
Okay.
That way you offset the concerns that some signal areas are going to overwhelm others with their votes.
This is Jack.
Yes, Jack.
I believe that certain committees have their membership composition defined specifically in the bylaws, and unfortunately, we'd have to create an exception for those committees so that we don't have a policy that contradicts the bylaws.
Right.
The coordinating committee. I'm looking at the shall include as members all foundation officers. Oh, no, the coordinating committee is okay. Finance is the other one. And shall include as members chief financial officer, a director from each radio station area. So finance would have to be exempted.
Okay, who was yelling in the not yelling in the background? Somebody said Madam Chair, but I didn't recognize the voice. Okay, nobody.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Okay, Sarv.
I'm going to address the problems that are with this, making the committee from 15 to now it would be 20. It's, I think that if we want to get anything done for the foundation, I think the number, as we geometrically increase it, it just geometrically increases the problems and accomplishment of the board. We will not get anything done. I think that if five directors and 10 LSP members, 15 board, 15-member committee, if that's not enough, I don't know what it is. And I think that committee should continue. And if the director, if a sitting director is there, that director should stay there. And then the other, you know, wherever there is a vacancy, if a director has left, that should be filled by the respective stations. I think that would make much more sense. Otherwise, are we going to use political things here for changing the organization structure every time we come across something like this? We become so malleable that we just lose our effectiveness completely. And so for that reason, I think I'm going to vote against this, and I'm going to vote against the other motion as well.
George? Back,
please. Hey, George, you're up.
Yeah, I think we're trying to handle a political situation. I think we should. I like the proposal, actually. I think it resolves that. I think the difficulties about unwieldiness and not meeting a quorum, well, first of all, they're contradictory. I mean, if we're having trouble meeting a quorum, it isn't that the committees are too big to be handled. But those are really small problems compared to resolving a political conflict in a sensible way so we can move on with our business. And I like it, and I'm going to vote for it.
Okay. Anybody else want to join in the discussion? Okay. If there's no further discussion, I would entertain a motion.
Call the question.
Okay, great. Any objection to calling the question? Hearing none. Mary, would you take the roll on this, please?
I'd like to have the language of which one we're voting on right now read.
Okay.
This is the Rob Robinson substitute motion.
Right.
That's correct.
Moved it for this year and this year only. Each signal area be permitted to provide two members to serve on a PNB committee.
If they wish.
Yeah.
With the exception of finance.
If they choose, if they wish.
I didn't say with the exception of finance.
No. Well,
all right. It's too late to amend it.
Okay. So that is the language that is being voted on?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
This
is Jamie. Sorry.
Yes.
So is the exception for finance in this motion that we're voting on or not?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I think I just heard Jack cite the bylaws that says that the Finance Committee should only have one person.
Yes.
So I think that we have to include it in the motion.
No, what they said was that the bylaws limit the membership on that committee to only one.
Right, but you're voting
on. Right, but the way the amended motion, the substitute motion reads, is that it's basically on all the committees. And I'm saying that whosoever just said finance should not be included is correct based on the bylaws.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, point of order.
Yes.
What Nia said, the motion is out of order because it violates the bylaws.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I'd like to, can I propose, this is Jamie, can I propose an amendment to Rob's motion?
You can.
I'd like to add the words, except finance, at the end of it.
Second. Would you say except as provided by the bylaws?
I'll just accept finance.
Except finance.
Please.
Okay. And that was seconded?
Yes.
Is there any discussion on the amendment to the second, to the substitute motion? No. Okay. Hearing none, I'd again entertain someone to call the question on the substitute motion
call
as
question.
Amended. Okay. Has that been seconded? Calling
yes.
the question? Yes. Okay. Any objection to calling the question? Okay. Mary?
Is this for the amendment then?
Yes.
For the substitute motion as amended.
And there's no objection to the amendment. Okay. As amended. All right.
This is the Madam Chair. Could it be read again, please?
Yes, please.
As I have, it says that for this year and this year only, each signal area be permitted to provide 2 members to serve on a P&B committee, except for P&B Finance Committee.
Margaret, a point of information.
Yes, Margaret. Please.
I'm assuming that these are 2 directors, right? Because the motion says members, and of course, LSB members who are not directors are also part of the committee. So I think we need some clarification on that.
Thank you, Margaret. Yes, I meant members. I meant directors.
Okay.
Maybe Jack has some objection to that, or Nia?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Who is that?
Ms. Sharp.
Sarv?
This one information is that applicable to all committees, this motion?
Yes.
Except finance.
Yeah, all committees. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Except finance.
Yeah, I understand. Except finance.
Now, is everybody's questions done for this little?
Yeah.
Okay, Mary, I would advise that you call the roll.
All right, and this now is for the Rob Robinson's motion as amended to specify except for Finance Committee, and also the wording is amendment to say to provide 2 directors instead of 2 members. Is that correct now?
Yes.
Well,
yes, Mary. Thank you very much.
Okay. Then Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Guy Free?
Yes.
And Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Porter. Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
What happened to Afia?
I have not heard that she's present. Is
she is present.
Oh,
yes.
I was never. I
oh.
did not. I,
okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. You are present. You were when I did the roll. Okay. Then Afia and Mungaza.
Yes.
Thank you. And is Mike Martin present?
No.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa.
I abstain.
George Reiter.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Abstain.
Is Lori Taguma present?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Anyone whose name I did not call who is present?
Okay,
then with
motion
two,
passes.
Okay, it passes all yes except for 2 abstentions.
Right, okay. We don't count abstentions. Correct. Okay. So now we're going to move on to the... Is there anything else on this item?
Madam Chair, you're at time on the entire item.
All right. Well, I think we're done with the entire item.
We still have the elections to fill vacancies and nominations.
Don't elections have to be done?
Nominations have to be done.
Oh, okay. But elections are done in secret ballot. Okay. So, So I would entertain a motion to extend by 10 minutes for nominations.
So moved. Do I get a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none. So we're going to have nominations to...
Point of information, Margaret.
Yes.
Could you, someone list again the committees? It's all committees except
finance,
but it would be helpful to just hear the rundown of committees yet again.
Thanks. Jack?
Yeah. The motion that was passed?
Let's see. I'm trying to get the complete list, so I do it, get it right the first time on Tuesday.
Okay.
Now I'm just asking for a list of the committees.
Jack's going to do it right now. He's just looking for his list. If anybody else has the list more readily available.
Committee on Appliances.
Committee on what?
Appliances.
I don't know. I'm missing some for some reason.
Okay. Personnel.
Here's my list.
Oh, great. See, I only had a start.
Yeah. My program. Okay. I forgot elections. And okay, I think that's it. All right. So I have audit, governance, personnel, technology, programming, racism, sexism, et cetera, coordinating elections.
Okay. So let's start. Why don't we start with nominations to the Finance Committee?
No, we exempted that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Well, there you go.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Jamie.
Yes.
We still need to elect people for that committee from WBAI.
We're having elections now.
Yeah, the person who was on it for BAI is no longer there.
Oh.
There's no director from BAI on finance.
Oh, okay.
No matter how you interpret it.
Okay, all right.
So
Carolyn Burden here?
We do need nominations.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Jamie for the Finance Committee then.
But I was called... Oh, did I? All right, Finance. All right, Jamie. Any other nominations from any other signal area? Any other nominations from WBAI? Any other nominations? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Seems to me that... Do you want a secret ballot?
You have only one person.
Yeah, it was a joke. Sorry. My effort at humor. Okay, Jamie, you're on the Finance Committee.
Yay.
Personnel. Nominations.
For WBAI, I'd like to nominate Kathy Davis.
Any other nominations?
May I hear who
that was Jamie, sorry.
Thank you, Jamie.
This is Margaret.
Yes.
Unless there's someone else from KPFK, a second person that wants to be on, I could self-nominate for personnel.
All right, Margaret.
Oh, then I'll self-nominate for KPFA.
Great.
Bonnie. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, then it's Kathy, Margaret, and Bonnie will be added to personnel.
This is Grace Aaron.
Yes.
I hate to be disruptive, but I'd just like to mention that there are several people not at this meeting who we have no idea whether they would want to be nominated or not as an
extra. Okay, great. Thanks. But we're all, you know, this is almost a full board meeting. Yosh is not here. Lori is not here. Mike isn't here, and Wendy is not available.
Can I just? I understand that okay. This may not be acceptable. Just let me finish my thought. Might be better for us to really figure out what committees we'd like to be on, and nominate over by email, and then do the secret balloting over email too. And we can talk to others from our signal areas rather than just jump the gun on the nominations.
I would second that.
Okay. I'm going to rule that out of order and proceed with the elections to the committee so we can get on with the work of the board. Personnel, Kathy, Margaret, and Bonnie have been added to personnel. Can we go to elections now?
From WBAI, this is Jamie. I'd like to nominate Carolyn Burden.
Okay. Any other nominations to the Elections Committee?
Carolyn Burden, I'd like to nominate Kathy Davis.
Okay. Is there anybody on the Elections Committee from WBAI now?
No. I think Bob was on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other people that want to, from
Susan
any
Bob
other station?
On it. Sorry, huh? I'm an LSB person. Sorry.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, I got confused.
Okay.
I realized that Bob is on.
Okay, okay. Any other nominations to elections? No. Okay. Carolyn and Cassie. Next is audit. Nominations to the audit committee. Okay, everybody don't...
I'm Carolyn Burden here.
Mm-hmm.
I would nominate myself for the audit committee then if no one else is going to be on it.
Okay.
BAI, thank you.
Well, I think Nia is on the audit committee.
Right, that makes
okay.
two of us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else from any other signal areas? One on? Okay. Going once, twice. Governance. I'm waiting for nominations. Shelfer, not. Governance.
This is Kathy. I'll self-nominate governance.
Okay. Any other volunteers or nominations for governance? Going once, twice. Okay. Technology?
Wait a second. I'd like to, if she's willing, to nominate Carolyn Burden for governance.
I will accept if I can resign from technology.
You can
it's a bit
do whatever you want.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, technology.
I'd like to nominate Zakai Free.
Okay. Any other nominations to the technology committee? Okay. Hearing none. Programming.
I'd like to nominate Zakai Free.
Okay.
Carolyn Burden, I'd like to nominate Kathy Davis.
Okay. Anybody else on programming? Okay.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
You may, AC.
How many, I think I've heard the name of one person for at least four or five committees. How many committees are we asking people to be on?
Well, you know, I think that people have to be on at least one committee. If they choose to stretch themselves that thin, good luck to them. What I think. May we go to the coordinating committee, please?
This is Kathy. I'd like to nominate Jamie for the coordinating committee.
Okay. Any other nominations to the coordinating committee?
I'd like to nominate Bonnie.
Oh, because you think I have some extra time, right?
Yes or no, Bonnie?
I'm going to think about it for a minute.
Was this not?
It's only
okay.
going to be one or the other of the
okay, great. Think about
two
it.
Here.
And while you're thinking...
Sorry.
Nia?
Yes, I'd like to self-nominate for coordinating.
Okay. Nia? Okay. While Bonnie is thinking... We're going to move on to racism, sexism.
Uh, Madam Chair, I think I'll, this is Bonnie, I will drop from personnel and go to coordinating.
Okay, Bonnie, that's great. Racism, sexism. Well, the hello?
Yeah, this is Jamie. Of the four directors from BAI, I'm probably least suited to be on this committee. I would do
why?
It. I would know one. I would
you
do
have
it
a gender
no
and a race.
Right, exactly. But I would do it if nobody wants to do it in order to make the committee function. But
okay, Jamie, thank you for volunteering.
That was exactly a volunteer.
In my mind, it was.
Okay.
Isn't Nia on the Racism and Sexism Committee from WBAI currently?
I don't know. Nia, are you?
No, I am not.
No.
No, she's not. So Jamie is on it, and we thank him. Okay, I think that takes care of our nominations and our new committee configurations. I'm sure Mary will send out the new committee membership list.
Bit of information. Did
yes.
we do technology?
Pardon me?
Technology?
Yes, we did.
We did that.
We did technology.
We nominated Zakai. Did you want to be on nominated for that, Kathy?
No, I just didn't.
What is this conversation, ladies? I'm sorry. Actually, that doesn't happen. Okay.
Sherry,
yes.
I'd actually like to get on stack still on this issue.
Okay. I think you're next up.
I would like to ask that people from WPFW and WBAI and anyone else who hasn't committed to it consider joining the Archives Task Force, and I don't believe the Affiliates Task Force is a full boat either.
I'm on the task force, AC Bird.
Carolyn Burden here. I volunteered for Archives yesterday. I think I wrote to Teresa.
Okay, Carolyn.
Okay.
I actually didn't call on you. But go ahead, Carolyn.
Sorry about that. I was
responding
to the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're done with this item. So,
a point of information, Madam Chair. This is Jamie.
Yes, Jamie.
So how do we vote for these?
You're on it.
Okay, there's one committee which I believe governance, which Nia, you know, according to Jack's interpretation, Nia is a member. Kathy nominated Kathy, and Grace nominated Carolyn. So there's three.
Okay, well,
maybe my information isn't correct, but
is that correct for the three of you?
This is
Nia.
Maybe
one of the nominees.
Yes, I'm on governance.
Okay.
Maybe one of the nominees would want to step down.
We're not having votes.
Mary, okay. Does one of the nominees want to step down?
Yes.
Carolyn, what did you say?
Yes, I'll be glad to step down if Carolyn.
Okay, so then it's resolved and all the committees are formed.
Great.
Okay, great. That was great, guys. Thanks. All right. So now we have...
Point of order.
Yes.
Coordinating committee, I see three nominees. Two from WBAI. Oh, I guess that's all right, isn't it? You can
yes.
have two. I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
I withdraw it.
Guys, I think we're done with this.
One thing, can I nominate Yoshi Yamanaka for
me,
the coordinating
Grace,
committee?
I didn't actually call on you.
Okay, can I be recognized?
Yes.
All right. Can I nominate Yoshi Yamanaka just in case he wants to be on the coordinating committee?
Yes, you can. Okay, moving on now. We're going on to item number 5, and that is going to be the report back from the LSB on the fundraising strategies, 15 minutes on that.
Oh, point of information, Madam Chair?
Yep.
Carolyn here. I'm not clear on the voting protocol. Are we doing this by email or paper? And is there a time?
There's no voting. Everybody is on the committee.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Why do we have to vote? You said you could have more than two. You could have two people for this only.
I happily stand corrected. Thank you.
Jesus. Mohammed and somebody else. Okay. So I would like each individual LSD. I think KPFA passed a fundraising strategy and forwarded it to the PNB. I don't know about the other signal areas or from the affiliates. So who just joined us or left?
Hi, it's Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Thank you.
Welcome. How are you doing? Hi.
Hi, thanks. I'm okay.
okay. So let me just call the signal areas and find out. The only thing that I saw was the KPFA fundraising plan. So let me start with WBAI. Did you guys at your LSB meeting respond to the directive of the PNB that each signal area and the affiliates develop a fundraising plan, or have you not yet attended to it? And who would like to talk for WBAI? Nia, can you speak to that? Okay. Jamie.
We haven't addressed it yet, but I believe people would like to address it at the upcoming meeting, which is May 21st.
Okay, so Jamie, and for all the other signal areas, as you know, the network itself is not in financial great shape. And what the PNB had passed at the Houston meeting was that each of its subcommittees, known as the LSB, had to contribute towards reducing the financial stress on the network and develop a fundraising plan. So I would like every member of WBAI, that was a directive from the PNB to the LSBs, to undertake to have a response to the PNB by the next telephone or in-person meeting. That would be helpful. Can we go to WBAI?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mia.
You had called. I was on mute.
Okay. Well, Jamie said you guys don't have a plan.
We haven't met. I mean,
okay.
But okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The next, I would like someone from WPFW to report to the PNB about that.
We have a committee that came from the Gala Committee for New Building. We haven't. There's been some people active on it, but we will be pulling that together and continue it. So we have a situation where we're now at least discussing the issue of raising funds for matching funds, because as you know, we have $1 million grant based on a matching fund. So, and we're going to be discussing this matter with the city council as well as the mayor and other people to seek out a building that would have no cost associated with it other than a repair.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of where we are right now.
Okay. AC, it's my understanding, however, that the $1 million grant that requires matching funds is not for the general revenues of W, but
you're right. It's for the building fund.
It's a designated grant. So, and the directive that the PNB passed, just to emphasize it again, for each LSB was to raise funds for the general fund of the network. Okay, can we move on to T?
Evelyn, you're going to have to do it. I wasn't at the meeting that it happened.
Evelyn, Doc, Bethune, I may as well use all your names. All right, George wasn't there. Evelyn wasn't there. Mike isn't here, and Wendy isn't here, and apparently Doc is not unmuted.
If you give me 5 minutes and go come back to me, I'll be able to have something to say.
Okay, great. You always do, George, so we will.
Thank you.
KPFK. Did Doc just unmute?